Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this portion of the Zach Gelb Show is sponsored by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Zach Gelb here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. DraftKings has a lot of exciting offerings and promotions for basketball fans. All new customers can sign up, bet $5, and receive $150 in bonus bets instantly. And now joining us on behalf of DraftKings is the two-time NBA All-Star, won an NCAA championship with Duke back in 2001, and that's Carlos Boozer. Carlos, appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this. How you been?
Been doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So I know you made two All-Star games. This is All-Star weekend, which gets underway starting tomorrow. Just what do you remember about that first All-Star game experience, and even the second one too, because that had to be a pretty cool thing, making it back-to-back years in 07 and 08.
Yeah, just excited, like honored, and obviously I'm playing against guys that I'd had posters on my wall, like Kevin Garnett and Shaquille O'Neal, and now I'm alongside they're my peers now. That was a huge moment for me, you know, all the hard work that you put time in, you're watching film, you're getting up shots, you're spending extra hours in the gym. That was a moment that I was like, I put the work in and I earned this. And so it was a huge honor because there's so many deserving guys, right? Like you think about the list of guys that probably could have made it this year that didn't make it. So for the guys that are there, it's a huge honor.
You know, I was at the Super Bowl this past weekend and I was talking to a few former Pro Bowlers in the NFL, and they were telling me stories that their first ever Pro Bowl, even though they were no longer a rookie, they had to buy some things for the veterans that have made the Pro Bowls multiple times at dinner. I know of rookie hazing. I think of that just when you first get into the league. I never thought about it at the Pro Bowl. Was there anything All-Star Game weekend where you had to pay for some things your first trip?
I didn't, unfortunately. I mean, fortunately for me, I had some great vets on my team in the Western Conference that were doing very well financially. I didn't have to do any hazing. They took care of all the meals for us. They actually took care of me as a first-timer, so didn't have to have that go down for me, but I'm sure that goes down once upon a time.
It seems like it's a pretty good scam to run. You know, you could be 4 or 5 years in the league. Oh, it's your first All-Star game. You're taking us out to the club. You know, here, go spend $40,000. Then it's like, oh, I wish I didn't even make the All-Star game. Anyway, I want to ask you about Duke since I have you here. Cooper Flagg, obviously we see what he's been doing in college, but how do you think his game will translate eventually to the NBA?
I think it'll be great. I mean, he's gotten so much better every day, every week that you see him at Duke. Like, I think his scoring took off from early on. His defense has been phenomenal. He's so disruptive defensively. He gets in the passing lane. He blocks shots. He rebounds, protects the rim. That's just from the defensive side. Offensively, his scoring has gotten better. His jump shots got better. His free throws have gotten better. He's great in plays for his teammates. He's always been really good at that. And he's finishing in the paint at a high clip. So I think he has a super high ceiling, and that's why he's projected to go number one in the NBA draft.
And obviously there's great hype with him. No hype will ever surpass LeBron James coming out of high school and being with the Cavs. What do you remember that first year there with LeBron since you were in Cleveland?
Yeah, I remember the year before we got Bron, and there wasn't that much attention on our Cavalier team. And then the first game at Sacramento, we're playing against like the Western Conference champs and the Sacramento Kings. And there was like a million cameras and media people on the baseline. And if you remember Arco, it wasn't that big of an arena, like especially on the court, it was kind of tight. And so they were like coming on the court, and we had to get security to push them back off the court so we could do our layup lines. And he was just outstanding. Honestly, he was outstanding. I did not expect him to be as great as he was as a rookie in the league. he came in and was right away was our best player, and he fit in great because he loved the pass. So he was passing to me, passing to Darius Miles, passing to Big Z, passing to Ricky Davis, who was our lead scorer that year. Just and then obviously at some point throughout the course of the season, he took off and just became our best player all around. And it's been incredible, the fact that I've been retired for a few years. Right. I'm going into some other things. I'm snowboarding and playing golf. And, you know, our kids are growing. Obviously, he's playing with – the fact that he's playing with Bronny and he's in his 22nd season and he came after me is still mind-boggling to me. But he's been very impressive. Like, the way he's been able to take care of his body, put up triple-doubles against these 21-year-olds. Like, I'm very impressed with what he's been able to accomplish in his 22-year career.
Now, I'm 6'4". I ski. I would never try snowboarding. How does a 6'9", 6'10" guy snowboard? Just wondering.
Man, I grew up in Alaska.
Good point.
It's like second nature. Yeah. So we go out there. It's just kind of like surfing. It's a little bit like skateboarding, but you're moving on some snow. It's awesome. And I just got back from the French Alps. It was great.
That's awesome. I guess I needed to grow up into Alaska because, man, I tried snowboarding once, fell down, and I'm like, yep, never doing that again. I'll just stick to skiing. Staying with LeBron, because you talk about him being in L.A. right now, and it's wild how he's still playing, and he's still playing at this high level, Carlos Boozer. How many more years do you think he's going to do this?
I mean, honestly, as long as he wants, the way he's going, I mean, what is he averaging, 25 a game right now with 6-6? Like, there's guys that have never averaged 25 a game. There's guys that have never – you know, been to 20 All-Star games. And he's playing in his 22nd season, which would be a peak year for some guys. That's how impressive it is what he's doing. So I don't know. Honestly, the answer for me is as long as he wants to, right? That's why I take my hat off when this blockbuster trade went down, Luka for AD. Right away, I texted Rob Pelinka and I was like, man, you're a genius, bro. Like, to be able to get Luka Doncic at 25 years old, to be able to prepare for the Lakers' future post-LeBron, right away, you get Luka Doncic, who's the top two or three player on the planet. You put him in a Laker uniform with all that kind of heat, that stage and that platform with those expectations of championship or bust. Like, hats off to him. And then on the other side, even for Nico, like, great job. Honestly, like, you get Anthony Davis, who's playing outstanding. You got a loaded roster. Kyrie Irving's playing terrific like he always is. Obviously, he's a Hall of Famer. You got Klay Thompson shooting lights out again like he used to do in Golden State. You got tons of size. You got Anthony Davis when he comes back and he's healthy. Gafford, all these guys on the front line. Like, they have a team that could be a tough out come playoff time, especially when P.J. Washington comes back. So I'm looking forward to seeing how both these teams finish out this season. I think Dallas, if AD is healthy, especially if Lively's healthy as well, is prepared for now to make a run. And I think the Lakers are prepared for the future post-LeBron.
Yeah, I can't say great job, though, to Nico Harrison because...
Really?
I know that's not a hot take. You get rid of Luka Doncic, and I know you got back Anthony Davis, but he's older, and you get back one first-round pick. Like, if I'm trading Luka Doncic, you know, what, Mikal Bridges went for 5 first-round picks.
Okay, so it may not be sexy to everybody, but in my opinion... If you look at this roster, the way it's constructed, you got Kyrie Irving putting up 30 a night. You got Klay Thompson shooting lights out again. He went through his ups and downs, and now he's cooking. You got, if AD is healthy, you saw how he played before he got hurt. If he can get back to playing at that level after the break with All-Star Week and get healthy, do some rehab. You get Lively back. You get Gafford back. You get P.J. Washington back. It's a good team.
Don't get me wrong. No, they are good, but you just traded away the guy that was your present and also your future. This is a top 5 player in the league in Luka Doncic.
Yeah. I mean, listen, ultimately, not every trade works out the way you wanted to. I'm sure a ton of people are saying, man, you could have got this, you could have got that. And maybe they could have, but now you have what you have, and you got to deal with what's on the table.
Can they get back to the finals without Luka?
If they're completely healthy, they'd have to get a little lucky, but they have a potential. There's some teams in front of them. Like, obviously, I think OKC is outstanding. They're getting healthier. They just got Chet back. I think Denver, if Denver gets healthy at the 3 spot, is going to be tough. I just saw Kawhi back last night play his 15th game. The way Ty Lue got the Clippers playing, they're going to be a sneaky 6-7-8 seed that could be a tough out as well. It's not easy in the West. If they were in the Eastern Conference, I'd be more confident. Could they battle against Boston in the 7th game? Yes, they could if they were in the Eastern Conference. In the West, I don't know who's coming out the West. If I had to put my money on, and don't forget about the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are also going to be hurt from come playoff time. So it's not a for sure yes, but they have some work to do.
Now, I agree with you in terms of the Lakers. This, you're right, makes them better now, and then for the future, it gives them someone without, you know, a move-on face of your franchise without LeBron James. You know, this pairing together of Luka and LeBron, how far do you think they could go this year? What do you think their ceiling is?
I guess we'll see. I mean, they're both basically point forwards. They both dominate the ball. They have high usage rates. They have super high IQs. They make the game easier for their teammates. You see what Reeves is developing into, a really good knockdown player, can also create. Hachimura's playing great. I'm excited to see what Lin can bring to the table with his size. I think that they're going to be interesting because they both can run the show and they both can set each other up. LeBron obviously has played a lot of a power forward this year at the four spot. I think he'll be playing a lot of four spot if you keep the ball in Luka's hands. But also you can do some decoy and let Luka run the pick because he's also 6'8". So I'm curious to see JJ's going from a team that had a real inside-out threat with Anthony Davis, and he was the focal point offensively, to now having two wings, kind of similar to how Boston has Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum a little bit, although these guys do a lot more creating for their teammates and more point-forward-oriented than just the scoring role like Tatum and Brown. But I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of offense J.J. Redick has planned. My biggest concern with the Lakers is defensively. You know, AD did so much for that team defensively, sure, blocking shots, rebounding at a high clip, protecting the basket. But is this going to force LeBron, and an older LeBron at that, and Luka Doncic, who hasn't really been known as a defender, to strap up and do some dirty work things if they're going to win today? And I don't know if they're going to be able to do that, but we'll find out very shortly.
I only got a minute left. Give me 45 seconds on the Warriors getting your old pal Jimmy Butler out there to the Bay Area. Man, those practices with Draymond and Jimmy Butler, if they ever disagree, that's going to be something.
Man, I think it's the perfect place for him. I think Jimmy was looking for a new home. He found a new home. He's going to a situation where he respects these two guys as champions. Draymond Green's been a winner. Steph Curry's been a winner. They have a winning culture there, which he loves. Jimmy's the perfect guy to help Steph because he needed somebody else who could score. And the thing about Jimmy that he does really well is he gets fouled. So what's that mean? He gets the Warriors in the penalty quicker each quarter. That helps Steph Curry a great deal, especially as they get through the break and get ready for the stretch run to the playoffs. Defensively, especially when Kuminga comes back, you got Kuminga, Jimmy, what's my man's name? Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah.
These guys can all defend multiple positions. You got Gary Payton Jr. They have guys that can play defense. Can they score enough against the powerhouse in the Western Conference? That's what I'm concerned about.
He is Carlos Boozer. Carlos, great job as always. DraftKings has a lot of exciting offerings and promotions for basketball fans. All new customers can sign up, bet $5 and receive $150 in bonus bets instantly. Carlos, we'll do it again soon. Thank you.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. Carlos Boozer with us. He was awesome. Enjoyed his basketball insight, and he gave a different perspective on the Mavericks trade. I think he's been the first person I've heard to defend the Mavericks and Nico Harrison and say, great job. So how about that? All righty, Mike and Jordan, we'll get to you on the other side. 855-212-4227. Also, we'll do a little Rodgers next destination draft when we come on back in 5 minutes.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.